Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic, or sandals or a walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. There's an ancient adage, an ancient saying from the early church that the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church. The blood of martyrs is the seed of Christians, is another way to translate that. But how true that phrase is. And we see that all throughout church history, and especially now. The great feast we celebrate today, St. Augustine Zalman and his companions, which the church honors the martyrs who died in China. China is undergoing a revolutionary change. It's stunning. The communists are trying to ignore it and they're trying to suppress it, but they cannot stop it. Just to kind of give you an idea, the University of Purdue did a study on the church's growth in China. By 2050, it is projected that China will have 247 million Christians, the largest Christian population in the world, in any nation. I mean, you can adjust accordingly. But what's stunning about it, when you look at the church's history, so Catholicism arrives in 1583 in China, specifically one of the most famous, was known as the Apostle of China, Father Matteo Ricci, a Jesuit priest, who actually was able, when he arrived in China, because of his knowledge of science and astronomy, it was that he was actually to be able to be part of the emperor's inner court. And we were this close to converting all of China to Catholicism. Just a hair, we're so close. But in God's providence, he wouldn't. But then he would launch a series of persecutions in China. Why I bring all of this up is, it's not our job to grow the church. And this is what I mean by that. It's not our job to change people's lives. It's our job to go out and to proclaim, as our Lord here says in the gospel, the kingdom of heaven. To proclaim God's love to every soul that we meet. It is our job to share and to serve, to pour out our lives. You see, the martyrs that we send into China to this very day, because communism tries to restrict the Catholic Church, but we still send them anyway, in whatever way we can. It's beautiful. We have a friend, one of my friends here, she's currently kicked out of China, but here's this blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl who speaks perfect Mandarin. It's hilarious. She's great to take to Chinese restaurants, by the way. But she goes, and her job is to serve and to plant the seed. Because what's the goal? As we hear in the first reading from the prophet Hosea, this is a different context now, but the theme is the same. The prophet Hosea is speaking to the northern kingdom of Israel. At the time period, they've just been conquered by the Assyrian Empire. Why? because the northern kingdom started worshiping Baal, a false god, a demon even. Exorcists sometimes still encounter Baal in their exorcisms. Because part of exorcisms, you have to get the name of the demon possessed by that person. What is your name? And Baal rears its demonic head from time to time. Still exists. It is believed that the false gods of the ancient world oftentimes were demons. And look at what God says. Look at God's desire for the Jewish people who had gone off into worship this false demon, false god, who is a demon. Oh, this beautiful image, and I'll end here on this final tender note. This is our God, by the way, our Father. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love, and I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheek. I stooped to feed my child, and they do not know that I am their healer. My heart is overwhelmed. My pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. Do you see how beautiful the Father is? When Israel was a child, I loved him, and I called him to be my son. That's the Father's desire for every single human soul. And for us who are convinced of the truth, is to make that desire of God come to reality in the hearts of men. But God needs someone to tell them.